This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. You know, you guys make fun of me. With me. It's not with, like how wide it is. It's with. It's just amazing. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, in the chat room, we talked about a story about Boston earlier today, and the it's really funny. Yeah, the mayor needs to go. And I remember when Boston had a lot of racist issues, and not just black on white. You know, it was white on Italian, white on Irish, white on white. You know, the Irish were picked on tremendously. We have to remember that. It's not just one group. We always fall back to the one group. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with, have spent, and will continue to spend with me here on the air, and I do appreciate it more than you know. All right. We got so much going on, so much to talk about. And you know, Governor Newsom's running all around the place saying how great he is and how great the state of California is, yet, you know, crimes is as far as an average goes per person, probably among the highest in the country. You know, you've got drug overdoses, drug deaths, probably the highest it is. I know the taxes are the highest they are in the country. And again, don't just throw me out numbers. Show me. Because ultimately, when it comes to the amount of taxes that you have here in California on everything you do, you go to work for the week, you go cash your paycheck, you drive down the street, you fill up your car. Hear me out. You fill up your car, you go shopping for the family. There goes about 70% of your paycheck gone. It's climbed that much. And San Francisco having so many issues with drugs and other things, they've allowed it to happen. And something weird that I heard earlier was in the recent Senate report, it sounded alarm about the surge of deaths from synthetic opioids like fentanyl. But it's not among our teenagers. Now it's hitting our older crowd. So we're continuing, the U.S. is continuing to fight and grapple with the drug cartels, drugs coming over the border. They're smuggling it across the southern border. You know, you look at this new bill being brought forward, the silent epidemic, fentanyl in older Americans. It's authorized by Senator Mike Braun out of Indiana. He's a ranking member of the U.S. Senate Committee on Aging. He sees the increase of these deaths among older Americans as alarming. I don't know why it's happening. Let's do a study. Let's find out. Is it because they're getting the wrong drug? I think they're getting one drug when they're really getting another. Right, seriously, I'm asking. The report cites statistics showing that overdose deaths from synthetic opiates increased by 53% in 1 year. Over 79,000 Americans, 55 and older, died from opioid overdoses. And, you know, the opioid, fentanyl deaths have been around for a long time. I was just joking with somebody the other day. He likes to make fun of the old shows that I watch. Yeah, you know, after the show, I watch Perry Mason. Kind of helps me wind down, whatever, believe it or not. Nice old black and white show. Makes sense. But I was watching an old Dragnet, and I don't mean Joe Friday Dragnet. I'm talking about the ones that were in, I think it was 2006, 2007, 2008, right in there. And one of the episodes, they had this new drug called fentanyl. Now think about how far back that was, okay? That's coming up on almost 20 years ago. And fentanyl was being mixed with coke and some other stuff, and it was killing people like crazy. It was killing drug people like crazy. So we've known about it that long, and all of a sudden we're making a big deal out of it, but I think it's because the amount of fentanyl now that comes over the border, the amount of fentanyl now that people get their hands on. Most of it's made in Mexico. Right? The Chinese have a hand in making it or getting the product needed to make it. They smuggle it over the border, and they allow, you know, customs to pick it up here and pick up some of it here and there, kind of throw them a bone while they're taking care of that mess and wrap up. They go somewhere else. I mean, the cartel goes somewhere else to come over. And we're seeing tens of thousands of people come over every day that we're not catching. I shouldn't say we're seeing. We're not seeing the tens of thousands that also come over that we're not seeing. Right? I think, what was it, a month ago? Yeah, it was 4 or 5 weeks ago that there was enough fentanyl seized in one, I don't know what you call it, raid or what they found at the border to kill the entire U.S. population in 1 year. Hello? Study says that the information, research, and data on substance use among older Americans, it's kind of limited. They're not all telling you what they're doing. Anyway, 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. There are things happening out there that you need to learn about. You need to get behind. You need to help work through, if you would. Anyway. Well, let's stick with the fentanyl thread. Talk about that the other side of the break. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. See, yeah, it's all about drugs, it seems, so far in this hour. But, you know, look, they were an issue in the 70s. They're an issue today. I'm sure they were an issue before the 70s when I went to school. I was in a kindergarten in the 70s, yeah. And you really got to look at what's going on there. Who's bringing in? How is it getting through? What are we telling our kids? I had a discussion with somebody about getting the drug issue on school campuses down to zero, and I said, how? And they looked at me dumbfounded. I said, you can't make those comments and not have a backup for them. You're talking about young kids who want to get drugs, nasty, evil people out there that are going to do what they can to get them to them on campus. How are you going to stop it? Come up with it. Come up with some ideas that we can at least try and make a difference. But the Department of Homeland Security, hey, now they're warning of a continuing threat from the Mexican-produced drugs like fentanyl to the Americas. Hey, in addition to enduring the terrorism threat, we expel illegal drugs produced in Mexico and sold in the United States. It will continue to kill more Americans than any other threat, like agency's Homeland Threat Assessment. You know, we keep doing all these studies and paying all this money. You know, they make fun of us on the left about the war on drugs. What has it done? Have you done anything? Well, do you do nothing? Because the drugs aren't the drugs of old. They're not. I mean, everybody asks the same question. Why does fentanyl kill? Well, I don't believe it was meant to kill. It was meant to immediately hook. It was meant to immediately get you hooked on it. But along with that comes a very fast and easy way to die. I don't know if that's really an easy way, but you know what I'm saying. They're trying to mix this with your drug. It goes further for them. They can sell more or what appears to be more. When I was a kid, one of the jerks or peoples, they used to mix marijuana with catnip because it looked so close. And it would give them just a little bit more per bag, you know? And that drug, I mean, fentanyl, is fatal in extremely small doses. Right? And it's pressed into these fake pills, hoping to give somebody a little bit more of a high, get them hooked faster if they have to buy more. Now, the assessment said that those seizures at the fentanyl border, or at the border, they continue to increase all the way through 2023. They keep rising. Well, we know why that's happening. Because Joey B doesn't want to deal with it. He doesn't have anything to do with it. Fentanyl's appeared more frequently in the counterfeit prescription pills like Adderall and Xanax, which would really raise the risk if you take both of those, trying to get them cheaper online. It would raise the risk of overdose, particularly for those users who don't know what they're buying, who they're buying from and what they're getting into. Anyway, the traffickers are also bulking fentanyl powder and pills with animal sedative. Think about that one. anything to get high, anything to sell, anything to get rich, no matter who they hurt. That's the evil. You guys want to break this down into categories, this group here and there? No, let me tell you what. Plain and simple, you're selling illegal drugs to minors who you know can't cope with life. And will probably end up killing themselves already. That simple. Now, we're being told that the Biden administration has one of the most comprehensive and broadest strategies to combat fentanyl. God. Yeah, I'm trying to get Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip to work together. Right? These include, like, increased investment in treatment and in recovery. How does that work without stopping the stuff from coming in? I realize we got to stop people wanting it What are we, the number one, number two users of drugs in the, on the planet? What does that tell you? Boy, we got some decent money for drugs, don't we? Nothing else, just drugs. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. You know, 55. Well, as you heard today, Hunter Biden, yeah, he blew past the subpoena. Didn't really care to be bothered with it. I'm sorry. It's amazing to me. You know, if that was Donald Trump Jr., what would have happened, right? He'd be in jail by now. Come on. Give it some serious thought. It would be... he would be... Actually, he would have been in jail shortly after the allegations were made. They would have found a way to put him in there. There is a two-tier system going on. You can't deny it. When Joe Biden was asked about the January 6th, the people that were being subpoenaed for January 6th, and he was specifically asked, what do you do with people who don't show up? And they were aiming that at some of the elected officials who weren't interested in coming in for the subpoenas. He said, I would arrest them. Arrest them and throw them in jail. Okay. Hunter Biden didn't show up. Go arrest him. Throw him in jail. That's what the president would do. That's what you should do. No? That's a two-tier system. And it's not going to stop anytime soon until we get everybody switched up. And look, let's be honest about it. First time Trump was dull to what was going on there. He was dull to the deep state. He was dull as to how deep it was. Did a lot of great things, but he did a lot of stupid stuff, too. Amateurish. You can't be an amateur. You can't be amateurish full of pride in that seat. Joe Biden doesn't even know he's in the seat. That's a story for another day. Anyhow. The prosecutor is accused of limiting questions on Biden during the Hunter probe. Right? These guys are speaking. Plain and simply, for those of you who still can't figure out, because I'm still getting emails on it, who can't figure out why they want him to testify in closed session, because it's like a deposition. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. A date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Everybody loves horns. Come on, give me a break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of adult. What are you guys talking about? Oh, anyway. Yeah. Be part of the solution, seriously. Hey, MyPillow.com. Christmas is just around the corner. Don't blow it. If you haven't got anything, don't know what to get, don't know what to do, it ain't that hard. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. And that's not just a selling thing. You can also send it back right up into March. So if you really hate the product you bought, if you really hate what they sold you or what you picked out, I should say, you can always send it back, and you can sleep on it for 2 months or walk in it or whatever before you send it back. There's nothing wrong with that. He wants to make sure that you like what it is that you've chosen. Anyway. So again, you know, when you know, the prosecutor, he's accusing the limiting questions on Biden during the Hunter probe, and he's pushing back on the closed door depositions. My understanding is from several people that the deposition will allow them to actually ask questions and dig deep, where if it's in the public, they get 5 minutes apiece. And that's it, end of discussion. You can't dig deep, you can't clarify anything. Right? Anyway, Alan Dershowitz put out a piece today, which is kind of cool because, you know, he's so well-respected in the law world, and I mean extremely. Probably one of the most respected people. And guess what? He's a Democrat, very much dislikes Trump, voted against Trump, but frankly said this is wrong. What they're doing to him is wrong. Now, he joined Mornings with Maria Bartiromo, to discuss the legal proceedings against the former president and whether anything will happen before 2024, right? The Dershowitz says, look, we've seen the polls. Even independents say that they might very well be influenced by whether there's a conviction. The problem is the conviction would not really carry any weight with reasonable people. If the conviction occurs in New York City, who's going to be shocked? Or if it occurs in Washington, D.C., who's going to be shocked? Or Fulton County, Georgia? I mean, in D.C., I got to tell you, there isn't any Republican that's going to get a decent shake. We've gone to a country that's not about laws anymore. We're not a country of laws. We've now turned around. It's not a country of ideology, just like Washington said it was going to happen. Uncle George knew this was going to happen. He'd seen it happen before. He saw how loyal people are to their parties to a fault. He knew it was going to bury this country. Now, in D.C. and New York City and so on, they're going to do their best, Dershowitz went on to say. It's going to be up to the discretion of the judges. I suspect there'll be at least one trial and probably one conviction before the election. And I think and believe there's a substantial chance that any convictions will be very, very carefully scrutinized by the appellate courts and ultimately by the Supreme Court. I'm quoting him. He says, I think definitely it will be appealed after the election. I think there'll be a substantial chance it could be reversed based on venue. Based on immunity, based on the lack of reasonable basis for a search of the phone. They have gone through his stuff to the point where, you know, it used to be search warrants were very specific. What are you looking for? Where are you looking for it? What specifically are you going to look under? Well, they didn't do this with him. They wouldn't even let the lawyers in when they were looking at Mar-a-Lago. How is that? Every other American on the planet would have been, has been allowed to have, not on the planet, I'm sorry, in the country, has been allowed to have their lawyers in while the search is going on. Why not Trump? Really, why not Trump? Now, lawyers for former President Trump filed a motion on Tuesday urging the U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan to pause the proceedings against Trump in January 6th case while his appeal is pending. Trump faces charges accusing him of working to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Yeah, how exactly did he do that? Has anybody seen the Democrats, how they pushed against George W. Bush, and even Ronald Reagan? Every one of those was challenged and questioned. How did he try to overturn? Because he wanted the votes counted again. He wanted the discrepancies looked at. He wanted the problems looked at. And really, earlier this month, Chutkan rejected arguments by Trump's lawyers that he was immune from federal prosecution. Right? I would agree that the president or ex-president is immune from anything. If he committed murder while he was in the White House, you don't find out until later on. You're going to tell me no, you can't prosecute him? No, that's not true. But they have to be real crimes with real evidence. You can't go looking for evidence after you decide you want to charge him with something, which is exactly what they did. They didn't like what they heard. They definitely don't like how much he's loved. Anyway, Tuesday's filing by Trump's team comes after Special Counsel Jack Smith asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review Trump's appeal. Right? They want him to look at it quickly. They want him to expedite it. They don't want the delays to slow the trial down. You know, it's funny. I asked this question the night of another attorney. Why do you think Trump didn't just pardon himself on the way out? And it gave a great answer. Probably something I would do and have done, actually. Why would I pardon myself on something that I didn't do? I know they're going to come after me. I know they're going to push at me. But I didn't do anything. So, again, why would I pardon myself? It's a great response. Definitely a great way to look at it. You know? Supreme Court has allowed an Illinois law banning high-powered semi-automatic weapons to remain in place, but not because they agree with it. That's right. The Thursday order with no noted dissents or explanation. Supreme Court denied a request from the National Association for Gun Rights They asked for a preliminary injunction, the ban signed by Democrat Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker. It includes penalties for individuals who carry or possess, manufacture, sell, deliver, imports, or purchase any assault weapon or 50 caliber rifle. Now, some go, see, there you go, we're making inroads with the Supreme. No, no, they wanted to run through the system. They wanted to run through the appellate court, you know, lower courts, appellate court, and then get up to them. Right? Any kit or tool used to increase fire rate of a semi-automatic weapon are also included in the ban. Wow, he really went for it, huh? After Thursday's ruling, the law will stay in place. Well, it's litigated in the lower courts, right? So they didn't can it. They didn't say, too bad, you lose, it's over. The 7th District U.S. Court of Appeals also refused a request to block the law back in November. I mean, shortly after the law was upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. But that was a 4-3 decision. Now, people who previously possessed guns that would otherwise be banned by the law can still own them if they are registered with the state. Yeah, and again, it's them. I you know, you saw this coming for years. Come on. You saw this coming for years. Why do we always wait for the crud to hit the fan before we do anything? Makes no sense to me. Get out in front of it. Make a difference. Make a change. That's how we win. Not what you're doing now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, I mean, this is an easy one. Truly be part of the solution. It's how you win. Well, the House passed. Some of you paid attention. I know you do. I know who you are. I know who you are. Yeah. The House passed the NDA as the members are leaving town, right? Teeing off the conservatives in the process. We got no wins. I'm supposed to be all excited about this, our new Speaker of the House, and yet we got no wins. Why? We pretty much gave it up to them. To what end? For what reason? Why do we need a Republican Speaker of the House if there's not going to be a change? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am mesmerized by the new ad. I don't know, what do you want to call it? It's not an ad. The celebration dance that's being done at the White House by whatever. Anyhow, yeah, they've. You know what? The inmates are running the asylum there. That's all I got to say. Really that simple. All right. We're going to talk. It seems like it's the Biden hour. And that's been what we're talking about, right? But before they left, they snuck in this little thing. They passed the NDAA as the members leave town. Conservatives are teed off up and down the aisles. Really, really, really mad. I don't mean the aisles as the political aisles. Now, before the members leave for the year, they just went out of their way to anger as many conservatives as humanly possible. Right? Speaker Mike Johnson, well, he caved in on the negotiations. Much like when Speaker Kevin McCarthy did. He passed the bipartisan legislation that the hardline conservatives didn't agree with. And then what did they do? They pulled him out. The members of the House, the Freedom Caucus, are prepared to use all available leverage to change the status quo. The House Freedom Caucus said in a statement that they will not simply vote no on bad legislation and go home for Christmas. Now, while the threat is vague, members of the Freedom Caucus had refused to expand on what they meant by it. They got nothing. They really got nothing. Right? Ultimately, you had, let me see, NDA was real. The vote was 310 to 118 with 73 Republicans voting against. The main point of opposition to the NDA was Johnson's decision to include a short-term extinction of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, right, the FISA Act. Representative Corey Mills out of Florida said it was really upsetting to me. Who voted against the NDAA said, you can see the kind of trickery in D.C. that we try to attach FISA to an NDAA bill. They can put you in a situation where if you vote against it, you hate our military. No, that shouldn't be true. Somebody should put a bill forward that strictly speaks to, supports, and upholds paying our military men. Right? If you vote for it, you hate individual privacy. The Democrats know what they're doing. They're not stupid people. Especially when it comes to this kind of thing. They know how to play this political game. They know how to push legislation through. They know how to back you into a corner. When are we going to start playing that game? We have no spine. Who do we have with a spine there? Anybody want to help me? Maybe I'm just not paying attention enough. What do you guys think of the chat room? Who's got the spine? Johnson and the House leave for the rest of the year. I don't think, you know what, I don't know. Don't pay them. How's that? No, really. This is out of control ridiculous. Right? All right, so they leave for the rest of the year. They pass this year's NDAA despite angering many members of the conference. However, when they return, Johnson will have to put together and manage a highly fractured conference of people. Very upset with him and his handling of the issues. He speaks tough, he comes off tough. You know, it's nice that he's a Christian, happy, but that doesn't fix anything. It doesn't necessarily make anything happen. The Senate voted 87-13 on Wednesday to pass the 3,000-page, $886 billion legislation. And my understanding, too, is in it, right, there's no real guidelines. It includes a 5.2% pay raise for troops, $11.5 billion for China deference or deterrence efforts, and $800 million in Ukraine military assistance. Have we not given them enough money? Maybe we need to send our people in there, not to fight for them, but to make sure they're doing the right stuff with our money. What do you think? Biden will have to sign it into law. I don't know. I'm getting to the point now where I don't trust any of them for anything, no matter who they are, no matter who they say they are, right? No matter who they are. And then we're up on the impeachment vote. Do I really want to see Joe Biden impeached? Yes. Do I want to see Kamala Harris as the next president? No. Really that simple. I don't want to see her in there. Now, House Republicans voted on, Wednesday, to authorize an impeachment inquiry. Right down party lines, as you thought. The delegation that represented the Cincinnati region had strong opinions about the investigation. The vote fell along party lines, with all Republicans voting for the proceedings, all Democrats voting against, with except one from Illinois who didn't vote on the resolution. Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know with a straight face how you can say Joe isn't connected to anybody anyhow anyway. Just not true. Now, Republicans have alleged that Biden financially benefited from his family's foreign We don't just allege. You can see it. You see it in the bank statements. You see it in all of that. And bank reporting that should have been done was never done. Come on, honestly. And if anybody else, and we've had whistleblowers speak to it. Now, the president, right, now, you'll be surprised at this statement. Hold on to your hats. President called the impeachment inquiry, well, it's a baseless political stunt. Nothing here to see. Notice that nothing the Republicans bring up, according to the left, is real or true or anything else. Joe Biden having papers, classified papers from when he was a senator, papers that nobody can figure out how he got his hands on, in his law offices, at his house, that was no big deal. They blew it off, even though he didn't have a right as a senator to have those. He didn't have a right as a vice president to have those. Nothing. You gotta love it. And yet Trump, who had the right to declassify these documents, he's the bad guy. So instead of doing their job on the urgent work that needs to be done, President Joey B. said that they're choosing to waste time on this baseless political stunt that even Republicans in Congress admit is not supported by facts. Yeah, I don't know what candy was he stuck on at that point. It's just amazing. The actions of the president and his son related to the Ukrainian energy company Burisma demand further investigation. They do. Representative Warren Davidson, a Republican from Troy who represents Western Hamilton County, he said there's so much compelling evidence here. It demands further inquiry, further action. Look, the simple evidence is Hunter Biden sat on Burisma's board. He was unqualified to do so. Not the first. He was unqualified to do a lot of the jobs he got. Burisma pressed him to get D.C. to act on policy issuing Ukraine. Biden did exactly that. Right? So when you look at where Joe is involved, when you look at what Joe's got going on with his son, and his, what was it? Biden came out very choicely, Hunter, very choice words today. Right? That Joe wasn't involved in directly in the businesses. Why use the word directly? Hunter currently faces two felony charges in California federal court. One of filing a false return, the other one felony charge of tax evasion. He still got the six misdemeanor counts for allegedly failing to file returns or pay his taxes when required. Prosecutors have said that Hunter made $2.4 million income in 2017. $2.1 through Burisma. Now, Chinese development firm as well as a domestic business interest. All of these. And doesn't he have to, isn't he supposed to be registering as a foreign agent? Here he is lobbying his dad and others on behalf of the Chinese government, on behalf of Burisma. All over the place. There's been a focus on the testimony of Devin Archer. He's a business associate of Hunter Biden. Archer said the president's son put his father on the speakerphone 20 times in their business relationship. It doesn't sound innocent, right? Two IRS agents, they've testified that they were told to stop the investigation into Hunter. Wow. But, again, nothing to see here. I'm stuttering all over myself. I'm at a loss for words because I actually have Democrat, I won't say the friends, acquaintances, that will say they can prove nothing. Any one of these issues, and I mean any one of them, that cropped up under Donald Trump, this would be 7x24 news. You wouldn't be able to get away with it. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back.